What's up, guys? It is Crockett, and I am here with Rob Lake, the world's most celebrated illusionist, and he's coming to the Kirby Center Saturday, March 7th. Rob, thanks for joining the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to come to town.
Now, Rob, I see here you're an illusionist, but some people call you a magician. What would you rather be known as?
For me, they are honestly interchangeable. Magic is like a broader category. And illusion is my specialty, so be like doctor and surgeon.
Gotcha. So you have done acts literally around the world. When people see your acts, they're truly spellbound. But I got to wonder, how did you get into becoming a magician?
I was 10 years old with my family, and I saw a magic show, and I knew immediately that day that's what I would do.
And so you
It was like I was downloaded and programmed with this divine path in front of me.
So you went home. I'm sure you went home, either checked out some books, checked out something online, and bought some starter kits, right? Is that how it starts?
Absolutely. You know, honestly, the public library, I got every book they had of magic, and I just dove in, and I drove my teachers, my friends, my relatives, my neighbors, drove everyone crazy with magic.
And now you create and design your own illusions.
That's right.
And these illusions have got you the highest award in magic, the Merlin Award. And you're the youngest magician in history to ever receive this Holy Grail Award.
Yeah, it was such an exciting thing. When I was 25, I got a call that I was nominated to receive an award that all my heroes had received. It was really exciting to be recognized by all the peers in magic.
And doing those illusions, you've also now worked on the Harry Potter shows, the Sesame Street Live, Disney's Aladdin. You've done a lot of Broadway productions, and now you're bringing your show to the FM Kirby Center March 7th. What can we expect to see?
So that's right. Yeah, we're bringing my show. We just played Broadway with my show this holiday season, and I'm bringing some of my favorite illusions out on this tour. So it's a fun show because it's highly interactive. Not mean I'm going to pick on people, but I bring the magic into the audience, bring people on stage, and it's my greatest hit, some of my favorite illusions to perform.
And just real quick, tell me all about supporting our members of the military and animal rescue, because you donate your time and you love to support and help out others.
Yeah, that's right. So I've done, I think, 15 or 16 years of touring where we take our shows overseas to entertain the troops and their families in really remote locations all over the world. And even during the pandemic, when we couldn't go travel, we were creating TV specials for Armed Forces Network to air at all the military bases around the world. So that's one of the causes we support. And then I'm also an animal lover. So I always do animal rescue benefit shows to raise money and awareness for several animal rescue groups.
So there you go, folks. Not only is he the most amazing illusionist, he's also helping out our military. He helps out the animals, and there's something for everybody. And you can see him live this Saturday, March 7th at the FM Kirby Center. Tickets are still on sale at kirbycenter.org. Rob, thanks so much for joining the show.
Hey, thanks so much. Look forward to seeing everyone this weekend.